Welcome to the Dale Lally Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. I am your host, Dale Lally, and we're going to talk some Steeler football here for the next few minutes. And well, the Steelers wrapped up their penultimate practice here at St. Vincent College. They just have one left on Thursday, and then they'll break camp and head to Jacksonville to face the Jacksonville Jaguars on Saturday. So I thought it'd be a good time to talk about things that we've learned in this training camp thus far to this point. And well, things that we think we know now, maybe is a better way to put that. And I look at things that I think I know now about the Steelers that I didn't know at the start of camp. And to me, the big thing that stands out is I know now the Steelers have better running back depth behind Najee Harris than they did when they started this camp. I was in that camp that believed the Steelers needed to go out and maybe acquire a veteran running back. But I got to tell you, I've been impressed with the way Anthony McFarland has run the football and caught the football, especially in this training camp. I think there's a role for him on this football team. And I've really been impressed with Jalen Warren as well, the rookie out of Oklahoma State. I don't think Benny Snell is going anywhere. I think he still has a spot on this roster as well. So that's three, you know, backs behind Najee Harris that if Harris were to go down or something were to happen to him, I think they could cobble together a running game, you know, with the combination of Snell and Warren running the football and McFarland catching it, that they could still be pretty effective on offense and do a lot of the things that Matt Canada wants to do offensively. So I think I feel much better about that situation than I did when the Steelers started camp 3 weeks ago now. Number two, I think this offensive line, while still being a work in progress, is showing some progress. You wanted to see that. You wanted to see them take the reps from the practice field into a game. I thought they ran the ball effectively in the preseason opener. I think that's going to continue. I think the backs help that. But I also think the offensive line, because of the way they're scheming things up here with all the pre-snap motion and movement, I think that helps the offensive line a great deal. And so I feel better about that than I did, you know, when training camp opened here. I think, you know, after that initial week of practices, I think the quarterbacks have looked better and they look like they're much more in command of the offense. And so I feel better about that as well than you did when things started here. You just didn't know. There was just so much unknown with that group that, you know, it's tough to judge this, but I feel like they're in a better situation now. And then finally, obviously, the wide receiver depth with George Pickens emerging here and continuing to do, you know, you see guys in the spring, and you see this all the time. There's a lot of guys, who, you know, I always call them Mr. May, that they look great running around on the football field when they know they're not going to be hit. They know there's no chance that they're going to have to, you know, catch a football and then have somebody put a helmet into their ribs. And so they catch everything. And then they get the training camp and they get the preseason games and it just doesn't translate quite as well as it did in the spring. And they kind of peter out a little bit. Well, that hasn't happened with Pickens. He has showed up every day and continue to make plays. And so you feel better about that wide receiver group. You know, it's going to be a lot of Chase Claypool in the slot. I think that really suits him well. You remember when Chase Claypool was coming out of Notre Dame, a lot of people wondered if maybe he was a tight end. Well, where do tight ends line up in a lot of offenses? In the slot, you know, even if they're detached from the line of scrimmage, right? Most of the time they're in the slot. So using Claypool in the slot, I think, is going to create some matchup problems for the Steelers, especially when you have guys like Deontay Johnson and George Pickens on the outside. So I think we have a much better sense offensively of what this group is in terms of that. Some things that I still don't know about. I'm really unsettled about that outside linebacker position. Nobody has really emerged there from that group to show me that they could be the third or even the fourth linebacker there. I thought that it might be Jannard Avery, but he has missed so much time out here at camp. He's still got a few weeks to get this back and he'll play, I believe, in Saturday's game. So we'll see if you know, he can regain, you know, that role as being the top outside linebacker. And the inside linebacker depth, you know, with Ulysses Gilbert going down, then Marcus Allen going down, we haven't seen Buddy Johnson take that step forward that I thought we might see him take. You know, rookie Mark Robinson is still, he's probably a year away from being somebody who really helps this team defensively. So that's a bit of a concern, but I do like the depth in the secondary. I like the depth on the defensive line. Again, not when they're all on the field together, but certainly, you know, I think they've got some guys there that can play if you put them next to Cam Hayward, Tyson Alualu, or, you know, Cam Hayward and Larry Ogunjobi. And Ogunjobi looks like a just, when he's been on the practice field, he's been really good. He is a dominant, really strong player, plays with great leverage, can really get after guys in that regard. So I think they helped themselves there with that signing. So I think there's a lot to like there on the defense, but the depth, is particularly at the linebacker spots, is a little bit lacking right now. And so that might be something where we see the Steelers make some kind of move to help themselves a little bit here. So we'll see how that continues to work out. That's what I now know coming out of this training camp. I also know that, well, I think Matt Canada's offense is going to work. Again, I mentioned it when I was talking about the offensive line in that running game. You know, the motion and things of that nature are going to help this group. And I think, you know, and that it's going to help the quarterbacks as well, all the moving of the pocket and things of that nature. So have a pretty good feeling about that as well, that, you know, this is going to look better and different than it did in 2021. I'm going to take a break. I'll be back with more. You're listening to the Dale Lally Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. Let's talk to you right after these messages. Welcome back. This is the Dale Lally Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. And talked about George Pickens a little bit in the first segment. And, you know, I mentioned last week that the odds for George Pickens to win offensive rookie of the year in the NFL were plus 2,500. And that you had to get in then if you wanted to get those kind of odds. Well, that turned out to be the case, because if you looked at that now, and I'm going from DraftKings.com, the sports book there, George Pickens went from being plus 2,500 last week at this time to now he's plus 1,100. So his odds were cut a little more than half. So he went from being a guy who had you really like to look at as a guy who might be a good value to win offensive rookie of the year, to now a guy where if I were looking at that, I don't know that I would bet it at plus 1100. That's just how these things go. You know, I really think he can potentially win that award, but now the odds aren't quite as good as they were a week ago at this time. So that's just how things go. But that's what happens when you see a guy go up. And I think, you know, he's been a guy that, because of the way he performed in the Steelers preseason game and all the hype that you know, look, we've given him, you know, every outlet in Pittsburgh has given him from this training camp, but deservedly so. But he's a guy that has certainly gained steam here nationally, you know, to be viewed in that regard as a potential rookie of the year, offensive rookie of the year guy. Kenny Pickett's still ahead of him, however, at plus 1,000. I thought that was interesting. Particularly considering Kenny Pickett's still not guaranteed to start a single game this year. I still think it's Mitch Trubisky's job to lose. I still think that he's going to be the guy when they open the season. And if Trubisky plays well and the team is doing well, you're not going to see Kenny Pickett out there. They're not going to rush him. It was a nice first start for Kenny Pickett. Not that he started, but it was a nice start to his preseason career, I guess is a better way to put it. But there's still some things that he has to do there. There were some situations in this practice on Wednesday where, you know, he's still holding the ball a little bit too long. And that's a natural thing. Again, when you're in 7-on-7 or if you're in 11-on-11 drills like that, you know, where there's not really, you know, you're not going to get hit in the pocket to hold the ball and wait for something to come open. But Mike Tomlin yelled at him about it again today. And, you know, that's something he's going to have to get out of his system. But George Pickens, he's the real deal. But at 1,100 plus 1,100, I don't know if I could go ahead and bet George Pickens now to win NFL Offensive Player of the Year or Rookie of the Year, because the odds are out the window, as I told you they would be with George Pickens after the world got to see him in that preseason game. That's going to do it for today's show. We appreciate you listening to the Dale Lally Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. Of course, you can hear all of our shows here on the network. We talking Penguins, Pirates, Steelers, Pitt, Penn State. Of course, you also get Matt Williamson's scouting updates. You can hear that, DK's Daily Shots, all kinds of good stuff, all kinds of great content here and on the website as we continue covering this training camp here and put this thing to bed tomorrow. We'll talk to Mike Tomlin tomorrow, so I'll have a show. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back on Thursday. But that's going to do it for today's show. I thank you for listening to the Dale Lally Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network.